Stacey and Jay Spoo.
Now we're going to have a conversation around something that I think both Stacey and I know very well. We're both living with our partners. And it's cute, right? It's a big deal, right? You know, you're moving in with this
person. Milestone. People call it a milestone.
The relationship is now going to another level.
It's serious.
But guys, there are certain things that need to be unpacked before moving in with somebody. And we have put together a list of three things that you should absolutely consider as non-negotiables. Before you move in with somebody, you need to make sure that this is happening.
Because again, you love this person. You love them so much. Yeah. They're so great. Yes, love them. Now, push that to the side. Number one, you have to talk about money.
Yeah.
Okay? Because when you live together, you now have double the expenses.
Yeah.
So all the regular bills, the groceries, as you know, one bag of groceries, 3 months salary, your Netflix subscriptions, whose name is the Spotify in, you need to have these discussions straight off the bat.
Yeah.
Because what we don't want to be doing is moving in together. Ooh, milestone, milestone. And you're arguing over things like basic necessities, dishwashing liquid, toilet paper, air fresheners, bread, you know? Yeah. Not cute.
Moving on to number two, right? Make sure you set boundaries from chores to personal space to how many friends can crash at your place.
Because, if any.
Guys, nothing kills romance faster than your partner's cousin sleeping in your couch for like a week and eating all your snacks. There's no romance there.
Seemed very specific as an example. Thank you for that, Jason.
Hell, I've lived. I've lived.
And number three, you want to test your compatibility. Because again, you love this person. You love them. Oh, they are the best. But can you deal with each other's weird morning routines, with the quirks, with how many times they want to shower, with how long they're in the shower for, their laundry habits? Are they doing the laundry at all? Where is their laundry? Why is it never in the laundry basket? Somehow always just next to the laundry basket, despite the fact that the laundry basket is right there.
Easy, Stacey, easy.
It's right there.
Easy.
There it is.
Let's not make it a personal attack here. We're just having a conversation.
You can see it, right?
No,
it's next to the couch that cousin's sleeping on. It's right there.
It's right there.
It's right there.
So, you know what? Let's have a conversation with you about this. Maybe you have recently moved in with someone. Maybe you've been living with someone for ages. Or maybe you're still thinking about it. You have an opinion about this, right? What, according to you, are the three things you think are non-negotiable before moving in with someone? Like, it must be like this. This must happen before we move in. Otherwise, you know what I...
It's also not going to work out. It's a chance for you to allow other people to not fall into the same trap.
Yeah. We're saving each other here.
You are basically Oprah. You are guiding the youth, right? You've been married for 45 years and you've learned these things along the way.
You know things.
Yes.
All the way from Richards Bay, we have Pere. Welcome to the show, Pere. How are you doing?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, man.
I'm good, man.
We are good as well. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Cool. Talk to us about your three non-negotiables before moving in with someone. What's your story?
I would say number one, as you say, you must know the person or know the people, if it's more than one person. Also, where your limits are, also, that's a big point. And then, who's allowed to come and who's allowed to go, that's also a huge point, as you do have your own time of people coming and going. So, that's quite important.
Okay, so Pierre, I just want to circle back to number two. You said you need to know where your boundaries
limitations
are.
Yeah.
Which boundaries in particular are we referring to? Can we expand upon the boundaries?
For instance, if you've got people that live with you or you live with that has kids, for instance, like on my situation, I've got two kids and the people we live with also have two kids, and the way they speak to their children and their children speak back is not the way we do it, and that creates a conflict. And then when your kids start learning those behaviors, then you reprimand them for those behaviors which they hear from the other people, they're not getting reprimanded.
Boundaries.
That boundaries needs to be known, that we don't allow that kind of speech in our house. So we respect that you guys do the same.
Got you. And that would also then bleed into the next point that you made about who gets to come and go.
Yes.
Because when we're all spending too much time in each other's personal spaces, then suddenly no one has any personal space.
Problems.
Yeah. Well, like you got your family coming over.
Yeah.
And they will spend a week in there or so. And then when you got somebody else coming over, like they got their family coming over for the week, nobody complains. But when you got your family coming over, which got a different vibe, then they complain at the end when they're gone, but they're not assisting with cleaning the dishes and stuff
got
like that.
Got you. Yeah. Got Shut you, up. Pierre. Thank you very much. Man. Yeah. There's a lot of good stuff there. Thank Shut you, up. Pierre.
But it's awesome to live together. You the cost of living goes down quite a lot, even as you guys are saying it's going up.
Yes.
But yeah, the challenges are the differences in the people, huh? Yeah.
Got you.
There are benefits, but there are bad things as well. There's negatives as well.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out.
Thank you for sharing, Pierre.
Thank you, Pierre. There we go. Pierre from Richards Bay making very valid points.
Yeah. I have an issue with one thing, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just going to maybe say something I shouldn't say.
Right? Yet, here we go.
So the discussion around the undies. Guys, you can't be putting your undies in the washing machine. Can I mention that as like a non-negotiable?
Oh, are you saying for the boys?
General, for everybody. We're not putting our undies in the washing machine.
As in straight into?
No. Also, we are washing our undies immediately after we bathe.
Oh, are you saying in the shower? Are you one of those people?
Quick, why? Why? Why are they behind the door?
Behind the door? What's going on in your house? What's happening in Belito, babe?
Stacey and Chase Boo.
People are learning things today. I like that.
And the reason why this conversation is happening in the first place is, one, coincidentally, I've just recently moved in with Mansis's, which is very cute. Yay. Happy go us.
But...
I think because your phone is always listening. Your phone's always listening, right? I was served this random video, some like psychotherapist who specializes in relationships and long-term relationships, partnerships, blah, blah, blah. And one of the things that he mentioned, because it is the number one argument in American households between partners, that will ultimately lead to resentment and feelings of betrayal and loss, is the laundry. So he suggested that the easiest way to absolve this argument is to have two separate laundry baskets, which I think is completely absurd. And I also don't understand, if you're doing a load of dog laundry, why you wouldn't just wash your partner's stuff at the same time. You on the line to weigh in here, Bronwyn Roberts, full
Hello.
Name. Bronwyn Roberts, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, and you?
So good. Bronwyn, what do you think about this? Three non-negotiables pre-moving in with somebody.
Yeah, so 28 years ago, my husband and I moved in together before we got married.
Damn.
And over the years, married 26 years later, there's a few things that we've never had a problem with, and I think they can be deal breakers.
Yeah.
Myself, in 25 years or 26 years, I've never had to pick up clothes after him. You know, put the stuff in the washing basket. Don't just leave it lying around.
Shout out to his mom. That's right. Yes, very good. Very good.
And, no dirty towels or wet towels on the floor. That is an absolute irritation. We've never had that problem. That was a big thing. And no dirty feet or shoes on couches and beds, because that is like a big no-no. And all the years we've had that agreement and we raised our kids like that.
Yeah.
That's the three things. Just don't do it. Why would you want to do it?
Bronwyn, just one question from me, man, because I'm speaking on behalf of all the gents who generally get in trouble for not taking out the trash. Does your husband take out the trash?
Like, he does.
Without being told.
Yeah, he does that.
Your husband's making all the guys feel away right now, Bronwyn, while you are minding your business, right? Married to the world's greatest man. There are cars all over KZN in peak time traffic where women are glancing over at their significant others and burning holes into the sides of their head. Bronwyn, you've said too much. Done too much.
I don't know how your man does it without being told. Like, I feel like I need to be told to take it out.
He does it without being told. I'm very blessed. He's sitting right next to me in the car. He cooks on Sundays or braai on Sundays, so I've hardly ever had to cook on a Sunday.
Bronwyn, we're going to have to let you go. You're showing off
now. Bronwyn, now you're bragging.
You're putting
Bronwyn
a lot of pressure.
Bragging.
You're putting a lot of pressure on the gents across KZN.
Shout out to Mr. Roberts.
Bye. It's too much now. Now people are going to be looking at us on some, why when we're pregnant on a Sunday? Why don't you cook for me on a Sunday?
Well, interestingly enough,
too much pressure.
My mother's husband, every Sunday, it's either a poiki or a braai. And then there's enough food for Monday so she doesn't have to cook after work.
Guys, on Sunday, there's football.
And that's what he's watching while he's cooking.
No.
He is doing, guys, he's doing two things at once. That's right, Andy James. Gasps. I know. It can be done.
Stacey and Jay, the whole of the East Coast, all you lovely people out there. Guys, let me tell you now. So my three non-negotiables are you mustn't be a dirty person. You must be clean. Showering is essential daily. You have to shower every day. Sometimes twice a day. No, I shower twice a day, morning and night. But I'm okay if you do it once a day. I understand. And then I want us to work together. Like let's work together. Like it must be conducive. Like you can't be this person that just lazy down.
Jason and Jay, 3 non-negotiables. Number 1. Don't move my stuff and move it and leave it where I have not left it because I cannot find it. 2, leave the toilet paper roll or holder or roll on the holder the right way. Number 3, stay out of my kitchen.
Stacey and Jay Spoo.